Scoobly dooby doo, be doo, be doo be doo be doo. Oh, wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old fashioned girl? A scoobly dooby doo.
No one fit the image of the sweet, old-fashioned girl more than Teresa Brewer did. She scored hit after hit in the 1950s and sang for more than three decades after that. Her voice finally fell silent last week. Teresa Brewer died at the age of 76. She was tiny, but her voice was not. Time magazine called Brewer a top-notch singer with a voice somewhere between a blowtorch and a cello. In 1991, she released an album of Louis Armstrong tunes. And back then, I asked Brewer if it was Ed Sullivan who first called her the little girl with the big voice.
Yeah, well, he had a few names for me. He used to, yeah, that was one of his.
You don't remember what else he used to call
No. No, he used to call, I think he called me the face one time because they used to love to get close-ups of my face. I was very, very young. I was 17 on a show, 16 and a half, 17 when I did the first show with him.
Yeah.
So I was a little teenager.
Teenager. When yeah. You did music, music?
Music, 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 yeah.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All
I used to listen to that when I was a kid over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It was such a big hit.
Oh, it was a tremendous hit. And that I recorded that on London Records. And at that time, they were having a strike, and they couldn't press enough records. So it actually could have sold much, much more. I did over a million, but it could have really sold so much more, and they just couldn't press enough records.
How did that song come to you? How did you get it?
Oh, I think it was Tutti Camerata that played it for me first, and it was done on a demonstration record. It was by a man with a German accent playing piano and singing. I can't think of his name now. And Eddie Jin Miller, maybe that was his name. And I said, oh, that's a stupid song. You know, he had a German accent. And I said, oh, my goodness, that's stupid, you know. So he said, no, do it. It'll be a hit. I said, all right, I'll do it. Sure enough, he was right. Maybe it was the time. Everybody was lighthearted, and they wanted that type of song.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred to do songs that I'm doing today.
People don't associate you as a jazz singer. I mean, when people mention the name Teresa Brewer, they think music, music, music.
Well, that's how I'm known, of course. I mean, that's how I got my start in recording. But when people say jazz singer, I don't know what they mean. I really don't know what they mean by jazz singer. I am singing with great jazz musicians. I'm singing the types of the type of song I do like to sing, all standards and good music, good songs, good lyrics. But when you say jazz singer, when people say that to me, I'm taken aback because I consider someone like Ella Fitzgerald, a jazz singer. But they tell me when she started out, she wasn't exactly singing the way she, scats that you remember Ella for doing.
Yeah.
She did that later on, but she had the artistic task and all those little poop-poop-doo songs. We all have to start somewhere, right?
Squeeze me, hug me, hold me tight. I want to make love with you tonight. Oh, baby, come on and drive me crazy. Whisper sweet things in my ear. Make those sounds I love to hear. Oh, baby, now you're driving me crazy.
You've worked with some extraordinary people in the last 15 years. Stephan Grappelli.
Right.
Count Basie.
Mm, Earl Father Hines, world's greatest jazz band. Dizzy Gillespie was on my, it was an album that came out. It was two concerts I did. One was in Montreux, and the other one was at Carnegie Hall, I guess. Dizzy did Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, and he played a jew's harp on it.
No.
He did. We did the intro, and he was fooling around with this jew's harp, and we said, gee, that sounds great. So we started out the intro to the song, Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
He plays on the new album, too, right?
Dizzy? Yes. But he doesn't play jew's harp.
No. I was going to say, I don't think I heard it.
No, but that was really something. He is so sweet.
On the album you did with Stephan Grappelli, there's a song that you wrote, Come On and Drive Me Crazy.
Yeah.
A little swing tune.
Uh-huh. I've been writing a song, mostly country. I love country music. That's my very favorite of anything.
Now, Come On and Drive Me Crazy is about as far from country as you can
get.
Yeah,
I know. I know. That's a jazz one. That's a little jazz ditty. Yeah, but I wrote those songs. Most of the songs that I write, I usually write them under a hairdryer in about 30 minutes. Words and music.
No kidding.
No kidding. I get an idea in my head and sit under the dryer, hum it to myself, and get the words written down, and then tape it, put it on a little tape recorder, and do the melody.
Teresa Brewer. She died Wednesday at the age of 76. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Each word divine that meant I love you so till I once again with you. Keep my love locked in your heart. I will keep my promise true. For you are my guiding light, my light, my light. I will keep my promise true till I once again with you.